When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 16th edition. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. Pretty wild one. Pitching, we nailed to a T. Hitting, we did pretty good. It depends on how you mixed it up there. We had some of the good, some of the bad. So it could have been a good night, bad night, or an okay night. We shall see. But it's been a good night overall for some players from our listeners in recent nights. Saw a big win over there at rotoballer.com. And it was good to see the shout out there. Much appreciated. You can check my written content at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article. Tuesday, Thursday, the DraftKings picks that are free. Saturday, the free cash value plays for NFL DFS. And Sunday, the fantasy baseball waiver wire column. So go to rotoballer.com, become a premium member using promo code Bubba for an extra 10% off the package of your choice. If you can go to iTunes and give MLB DFS Quick Hits a rating and review, I would truly appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a ton. And go check out Prize Picks, prizepicks.com, DFS meets prop bets. Tons and tons of fun stuff over there. Create your account. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get a first-time deposit match up to $100. We're playing Prize Picks in the Fantasy DGens Discord all the time. It's free to get in the Discord, so just ask and we'll get you up over there. And we're having a lot of fun playing some Prize Picks, so come check us out there. All right. Thursday is a ridiculous slate. Thursday's a day to take off if you feel like it because it's a mess. It's five games early. Starting at about 9:05-ish Pacific time, 12:05 Eastern, and then three games late, starting at 6:05 Eastern, 3:05 Pacific time. If you're on FanDuel, it's three early, four late. There's some early games, late game. It's all over the frickin' board. It's a mess. So I'm going to go game by game on both slates for you. The five-game early, then I'll do the three-game main. It's a disaster. So five-game early, we're going to go game by game for you. You got Colorado, Atlanta, chance of rain in this one. Herman Marquez, Ian Anderson. Marquez has been much better at home than on the road this season. And overall, except his last outing, six shutout innings at 6Ks against Philadelphia at home. So keep that in mind. He faced Atlanta at home. He faced Philly on the road at home against Atlanta two starts ago. Only got you 14 DK points, giving up four runs over five innings against the Braves. I'm going to pass on Marquez on this slate. There's a couple other guys I'd rather have. But Ian Anderson at $7,900 is a guy that does check the boxes. Finally got it going. His last time out, five innings, two earned, and nine strikeouts against the Miami Marlins after back-to-back starts off the IL with zero strikeouts. Let's hope that's a thing to come. You have the Colorado Rockies, a team that strikes out quite a bit on the road outside of Coors Field. So Anderson at 79 is definitely a guy I can go to in that one. If you're looking for bats in this game, you got the Braves bats with Freeman and Albies and company versus Marquez. I'm just pretty much fading the bats in this game. I don't want any bats in this game. I want Ian Anderson as a value play or nothing at all. It's pretty much how I'm looking at Colorado, Atlanta. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, got Tyler Mahle versus Mr. Overton for Pittsburgh. It'll be a bullpen game, but Molly's going to be extremely popular on this short slate. He's much better on the road this season. We've seen that time and time again, a 1.97 road ERA compared to a 6.09 home ERA. His last start at St. Louis got you 18 points. At Miami got you 20. At Milwaukee got you 22.6. At Philadelphia, 32. Those are his recent home starts. He'll be extremely chalky in this matchup versus Pittsburgh. He strikes out around 24-25% of the time. Versus right-handed pitching, it's a great spot for Mahle. If you want to use him, go for it. Just know he's going to be extremely, extremely chalky in this game. The part I like in this one is if you want to fade the chalk, which is very – it's even more important on these small slates to fade the chalk, and Mahle will be chalk. Some Pittsburgh bats could be fun. They really could. You got Yoshi Setsugo is extremely cheap on this slate. He's a guy to take a peek at another nice game on Wednesday. He is down to – where the heck did he go? He's not 2K, Bubba. He's $2,900. He's first base outfield eligible. So he is an option for you. Guys like Colin Moran are in play. Brian Reynolds continue. Like Moran is 42. He's up to 42. Brian Reynolds up to 51. They price this slate accordingly, folks. But Ryan Reynolds is swinging a really, really good stick as well. So you got some pricey guys there for Pittsburgh, but you also got some cheap ones like Setsugo that you can take advantage of. So I don't mind that at all. I think the Reds are a great play in this matchup. Votto at 46. You got Moose, who kind of is heating up. He's 41. You got India at 41 as some option for you. I think the Reds will be kind of more popular on this slate compared to some of these other teams. They're in a great spot, though. But if you want to be contrarian, Pittsburgh's your way if you're fading Tyler Molly. Angels at the White Sox. Alex Cobb's supposed to be coming off the IL in this matchup, going against Ronaldo Lopez. I think Lopez at 7,500 is an interesting play here. Five innings, one earned, two Ks his last time out. The Ks have been down his last three appearances, which has been very odd because he was striking out the world prior to that. If he's not striking guys out, we're definitely in trouble, but it's an Angels team you can take advantage of. They make a lot of guys look a lot better than they used to be. So Ronaldo Lopez at 75 is in play on the slate as a value. White Sox bats, you can go to them. Mankata went deep for you on Wednesday. You got Gavin Sheets, still very cheap. Talked about him. Had another nice game for you on Wednesday as well. He is up to, he's still 2,900. He's 2,900 yesterday. So Sheets is a guy you could definitely look at in that matchup. I mentioned Mankata. He's only 3,700. Eloy Abreu are both still cheap. Lubov's only 44. Grandal's only 5K. So you got some nice value there with the White Sox if you want to go there on this slate. Oakland, Kansas City, you got Lynch, Blackburn, Stack Up City. Game, Stack City in this one. Absolutely love it. Like, if you have to find a value pitcher, Lynch is fine. But I want to stack this up. I want Matty Olson. I want either Gomes or Murphy, who's ever catching. Chapman's been banged up. He hasn't played a lot. But you got Tana. You got Starling Marte. You got you got Harrison. There's tons of options in this game. Love Oakland. Love Kansas City more, personally, is Blackburn. With Salvi, who hit number 44 on Wednesday. You got Merrifield. You got Nicky Lopez. You got Benintendi. Those four right there are outstanding. Bring him back with some A's. Game stack, Oakland, Kansas City. Big fan of that one. And then you got San Diego at the Giants. You have Kevin Gausman, 10-6, highest priced pitcher on this early slate. Great play. Phenomenal play against the Padres. Love them a lot. And then look at the Gigantes in this one because weather's is not good. You get some bullpen, but you'll probably get some guys on days off because these are all getaway days. And you'll get some interesting price tags as well. I wouldn't be shocked if we see some of these cheaper Giants I'm going to point out to you in this game. Thayer Estrada, he's $2,500, second base shortstop eligible. He went deep on Wednesday. Lots of good power there versus left-handed pitching. Wilmer Flores at 25. Could be another one. Austin Slater likely leads off. He's 2,400. He's in play for you. And then, of course, a little bit more pricey, but Darren Ruff is 3,900. Those are a handful of the guys that you could definitely look to target versus left-handed pitching with the Giants. See how the lineup looks. Definite angle to go to on this slate. So recapping the pitching, my top options, you got Gausman for sure at 10-6. Don't mind Molly at 98. Just know he's going to be super, super chalky. And then if you want to go off of those guys, Ian Anderson's in play. If you have to, Lynch is there. And Ronaldo Lopez is kind of interesting. I'd rather go Lopez over Lynch, to be honest. I think that's interesting there. But my if I'm making one lineup, I'm going Gausman and Anderson. That's where I'm going. And you can mix in the bats just fine. I mentioned Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Tetsugo is a great value, even as a one-off. But a little Pittsburgh stack with the chalky Molly is in play for you. Cincinnati's fine. The White Sox are fine, both good plays. Game stacking Oakland, Kansas City, bringing it back with some Giants as well. So little pieces you can take everywhere and then get the couple good pitchers. It's a messy slate for sure. Now, you want to talk messy slate. We got the three-game main slate that starts at 6:05 Eastern. Yeah, this one's ugly. Cubs, Phillies. Kyle Hendricks versus Medina, the funky Cole Medina. Both these guys are bad. I think it's like Hendricks will be one of the popular pitchers on the slate because pitching so bad. He's the second highest priced pitcher. He's the second pretty like regular name pitcher that people will go to on the slate. So bring me some Philly bats. Bring me some red hot Bryce Harper. Don't mind some Odubel Herrera in this one. Brad Miller had the day off on Wednesday. He could be a nice value back in that lineup. Like me some Phillies in this one. And then I love some Cubs because they're affordable. Schwindel went deep on Wednesday. You got Ian Happ. You got Ortega. Duffy went deep. Chirinos went deep. See what line of Rivas will be super cheap. We talked about him. I apologize who brought him up on the fantasy G-Den's Discord the other night. But he went deep. He's first base outfield eligible. He's $2,100. It's like six for the Cubs. So another great value in there. You're not going to need a ton of value on this slate. But you can leave money on the table too. But I think the Cubs-Phillies game is a game stack situation that I like quite a bit. Tampa Bay-Detroit in this one, you got Tyler Alexander going up for Detroit against Tampa Bay, who's striking out a ton versus lefties. Not your average lefty, but you can think about that. And you got Luis Head and Denz Innes pitching for Tampa Bay. Innes is only $6,200, lots of strikeout upside versus Detroit. He'll be a good SP2 on this slate. But I think Alexander is very much in play as well. Watch the ownership here. If Alexander is ends is chalky, get some Detroit bats. If somehow Alexander or somehow Tampa Bay's chalky, get some Alexander. You need to be contrarian on this three-game slate or don't play it at all. It's that simple. Be prepared to lose money. Have no fear when you're building your lineups. Make a lineup that does not make you feel comfortable. That's how you're going to have a chance to win this slate. If the chalk hits, then walk like it is what it is. But I think this is a good game, this Tampa Bay-Detroit game. I think a lot of people might want to go Tampa Bay versus Alexander. I get it. Throw an Alexander out there. If he can give you a quality start, you're going to be freaking gravy. It's outstanding. Ends should be very popular. If he is, we know how Detroit can hit. We've done this before. Ends is a lefty. You got your Candelarios. You got your other guys out there. We got options. So don't panic. We're good. So keep an eye on ownership in Detroit-Tampa Bay. Could be a very nice game-changing situation on the three-game slate. Last but not least, Houston versus Texas. Not Houston, Texas. Houston versus Texas. Framber Valdez 10-2 going up against the opener, Glenn Otto, followed by Kobe Allard. Kobe Allard's $4,900. That's a punt option. You don't need a lot of punts, like I said, but it's an option. Every one of their moms is going to be on Framber Valdez. Like, I'm expecting 85-plus percentage. If he goes off, you're going to lose. If he doesn't, 15% of the field's way ahead of everybody else, and you're sitting gravy. I love Framber. I think he's a great play tonight. I also know you have to fade him on this. There's two options. You either just pitch other people and let this game go, or you make a Texas stack. And that's how you get the double whammy. We've got people that there's the people that roster are just fade Framber but don't play Texas, and you get a little bit of a gain. But if you play Texas and faded Framber, obviously, you get an even bigger gain. So your DJ Peters, your Nathaniel Lowe's, your Solax, and your Adelis Garcias, stuff like that, this is the game to have some fun with Texas. Again, if it doesn't happen, you have to take chances. You have to make uncomfortable lineups. Houston bats will be super, super chalky, so I probably won't have many there. My main focus, that Chicago-Philadelphia game with some Texas bats, maybe something in Detroit-Tampa Bay, but I want a game stack Chicago-Philadelphia, sprinkle in some Texas. Then my pitching, I want to probably get one of the Detroit-Tampa Bay pitchers, maybe both. Maybe both. Just say screw it and get bats elsewhere and go from there. We're going to have to check ownership. It's going to be very important on both slates. But overall, it's an ugly Thursday. Ugly Thursday. You got Thursday night football, Washington football team, New York Giants. Not the best of games either. But it's an ugly slate. So if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord with your questions there. Make sure you guys check out Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Give the old podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, a rate and review on iTunes. I would truly appreciate it. We'll have a full Friday slate for you guys on tap tomorrow. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 16th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.